Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James Breezy and Brennan Summers. So News 10 NBC joins us once again. Brennan, how
there
are you this Tuesday morning?
Good morning. How are we? So 1 week to go until the election. We've got Breezy's bills coming up Sunday. We got movie reviews this week.
We
got a lot happening.
Yeah, we got a lot of movie reviews. Just did Breezy's big movie review for the movie Insidious, which, by the way, was voted one of the scariest movies of all time. Or not voted, it was actually science. So they hooked people up to these heart rate monitors, and they had them watch a bunch of different scary movies. And Insidious, I think, came in number two. The resting heart rate was 85 beats per minute. The one that I actually watched, and I'll be reviewing tomorrow around 9:20, Sinister, came in at number one. Breeze, would you like to give Brennan a quick recap of your review of Insidious?
Yeah, so it was definitely spooky. My brother Max, the movie guy, came up and watched it with me. I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was definitely scary. I was saying this to Corey earlier, though. I feel like once you get in the realm of these movies, you almost kind of get used to the creepy characters. But the ending was the best part for me. It was a little bit of a cliffhanger. You've seen Insidious, right, Brennan?
Yes. It's very... Yeah. I prefer Sinister.
Yeah.
Over this one, I think I handled Sinister a little bit more, a little bit better than Insidious. But yeah, it's the whole like families inside of like one house type deal where you're not dealing with something over a city. Like it's not real.
It's close to home, right?
Yeah, very close to home.
Literally,
you can relate with the characters that you are watching for sure. So, Breeze, with Insidious, was there a lot of like on screen creepiness? Because I think part of the genius of Sinister, and I'll dive deeper into it tomorrow during my review, a lot of it is just building the tension, right? And just knowing that something is going to happen. There's only really a handful of moments that are actually on screen that are really terrifying. But it's just that thought in the back of your head of that any moment it can happen, right?
More towards the end, the creature started to come out to crawl.
Gotcha.
But yeah, in the whole idea of just this alternate universe and all these spirits and things like that, these devils really, really got me. But like I said, I think the biggest part of it for me was the ending, and no spoilers, but like you think everything's okay and it's
No, it's not. All right. What was your score again? Popcorn buckets.
I gave it a 4.
Okay. Strong.
Ooh,
strong.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I gave it a 4.
Not the best score. What, 4.5, I think, is the best one you've ever given, right? Pretty close. Not bad. All right. Brennan, have you started on It 2 yet? Because you'll be reviewing that on Thursday.
I have not. That is coming up as I'm watching part 2 in 2 parts.
Yes.
Today
okay.
and tomorrow.
There
I have to schedule around some appointments. And I'm going back to the dentist for the first time tomorrow.
Really?
The whole pandemic, which that's a whole other experience that, you know, I put it off, and they're like, okay, well, we can't get into like February, March. I was like, you know what, I'm going tomorrow. And I'm going at 4:30 in the afternoon. It was the only time. And for somebody who gets up at 2, that's right
it's
at
like
my
bedtime,
dinner
yeah.
time. It's like 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, no. Well,
So what does this mean?
It means that I've been flossing like crazy for the past 3 days, is what it means.
Exactly. Yeah. Have you been flossing regularly? Of course. Yeah, absolutely. They know, yeah, by the way. They know you're full of crap. They know every time, every single time. All right. Well, looking forward to Brennan's review. That'll be, again, on Thursday around 9:20 of It 2. Let's jump into the news here.
Let's jump into the good news. My favorite story, Corey.
We literally got this update live on the air, completely distracted, freezing.
I know. So we were doing our good feels this morning, and we had Taylor write in, and she said that she actually went out looking for Rocky yesterday after she, you know, heard us talking about it, saw it on Twitter, saw it
Rocky
on
Rocky is the dog of the couple who got married over the weekend, and literally the dog ran away right before the wedding.
And was missing they found Rocky last night, so 3 days, three whole days.
Yeah.
But Rocky is home.
We were sitting there this morning, just like you guys, like I'm got tweet deck up, like in between commercial breaks. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is finally, yes, good news, Rochester, yay!
Yeah, right, seriously.
We get this pup back home, and the thing here, so this couple, Stephanie Woodward and Ryan Chalmers, like, they had their wedding planned for Saturday, and the idea is that it's not just having a dog there, but Rocky was going to go with Stephanie down the aisle in place of her late father. So there's all this emotion tied to it. It's supposed to be like this wonderful occasion, and just before they tie the knot, he disappears. And then it's just a panic of trying to find this dog who's very skittish and everything. But they made the announcement this morning on Twitter. They've got beautiful pictures of them together, just happy.
I know. The dog looks so afraid. The poor little dog. Poor little Rocky.
I know. Rescue Treasures is the group that helped track him down. But listen, it was just a perfect way. That's how we ended our show talking about it. And we're talking about it now. It's just, we can all feel good. I mean, it took off. Like, everyone was sharing this,
yeah,
talking about it. And, tracked Rocky down.
Well,
awesome.
I think everyone has a special spot in their heart for animals, but with the added layers of the story of it was right before their wedding, and the fact they were sleeping at the church waiting for the dog to come back. I mean, geez, it just shows how much they obviously love that little pup.
So Corey and I have a friend who's lost their dog as well. This was 2 years ago, I think,
mm-hmm,
and Rescue Treasures got their dog back with a trap too. So They're like miracle workers, basically.
The heroes.
Yeah. And as we said, next up, we get to redo the wedding photo.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Add Rocky to it. That's what they can do. But
for sure.
Happy ending there.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
All right. Brennan Summers from Houston NBC on with us this morning. Brennan, big, 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 big announcement yesterday. Amy Coney Barrett has been named to the Supreme Court.
Yep. So this was, fighting debate over when this should happen between Republicans and Democrats for days leading up to this, after Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away and President Trump named his nominee. And it was always, once they got the votes, it was just a formality that this would happen, but would they do it before the election? And they did. So Amy Coney Barrett moves the high court to even further to the right, a greater conservative majority. Now, she took one oath last night. She's got another one she'll take today with the Chief Justice, and then she'll officially be on the Supreme Court. And this is, it's the first time it's happened this close to an election. I mean, mm-hmm, 1 week to the day coming up next week.
Right.
Democrats tried to stall talking all night on the Senate floor going into Sunday, into Monday, and some week yesterday. But it was a done deal. They got the vote in the Senate. It was like 52-48, Republicans versus Democrats. So it's done. And now we'll have to see. There's an Obamacare case that'll come up, which is one of the first ones in the fall. But now the focus will turn to the election. And, Corey, you'll love this, that the lawmakers are on a break until after the election, too. So won't get a stimulus. We won't get a stimulus until, I think, the 8th or 9th is when they come back, so 5 days after.
I'm going to try reverse psychology. It's not happening. We're not getting a second stimulus. It's just not going to happen.
And I thought that maybe with the pressure of the election, of trying to, if you're one side that passes through and you get a little bit more than the other, or whatever, you could spin it however you wanted to.
Right.
You could pitch that to voters saying, look at what we did.
Well, I know Biden was saying that, if he is elected, then that will be one of his main priorities right after is to get that through. And then Trump said the same thing. I don't know. I feel kind of like the donkey that's just like chasing the carrot. That's just out of my reach. Just can't quite get to it.
Just can't grab it.
There's a nominee on my back holding a fishing pole over my head with the carrot. Oh, I see what's happening.
And there are still some people who still haven't gotten the first $1,200, which that's due to some outdated record with Washington and problems with form. So it, and then there's the crowd of others. I mean, millions of people all over the U.S. Reaching out to not our station, but every station, just saying, yeah, where's the next money? Where's the help?
Yeah.
And they're ready to get down to it.
For sure.
Definitely. We keep seeing on the throughway and reading all the signs.
Breezy's passion topic.
What's going on with the Easy Pass and the cash, like, cashless tolls?
Listen, this is, I get it. We can have a little bit of fun with it, but this is a major switch. So, and this is why I've done so many good questions on it recently. I did a Facebook Live last week for 30 minutes with people. And they just want to know, because there are people who don't have an Easy Pass, who rarely take the thruway, or they've always just paid with cash and coin.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been telling everybody, next month it goes automatic, cashless. And so one of the simplest questions, and I found it kept popping up, was, how do I get an Easy Pass? You can order one online, you register your car, your class, and you put like $25 down, and then you can get it in the mail. You can also, there are Easy Pass on the goes, like at Wegmans, Tops, gas stations that you can look up. But yeah, people are trying to judge, if I don't travel it that much, do I need to get one? There's a pay per trip option you can look at as well, where it just deposits every time you go through a gantry. But yes, Breezy, I know the throughway and the bills, that's your main concerns.
Yeah,
right
big
now.
Topic. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I will keep answering those good questions. Just for you.
Sounds good.
Wow, thank gosh.
Brendan, we're getting an update on the investigation into the death of Daniel Prude. A special investigator was appointed to look into that. And now we're learning that the now former chief, Laurent Singletary, does not seem to be wanting to be involved in this.
Yeah, he's not playing ball at this point from what we've heard. We got this release from the special investigator for city council. Now remember, like, there's a whole state investigation into maybe criminal charges against the police officers involved back in March after Prude died, days after they put him on the ground and put handcuffs on him. And we know there's been calls for changes and everything, but there is a city council investigation. They brought in this outside counsel, and they're trying to get testimony from Laurent Singletary and others and evidence to see, was there a cover-up? Did people try to suppress the truth about what happened to Prude to keep it out of the limelight? We've all seen some of the emails released from the city that kind of shows they at least tried to delay the release of anything and to try to keep it out of headlines. And now Laurent Singletary, who announced he was resigning, and then the mayor fired him before that became official, that he, according to the investigators, not turning over documents and refusing to testify even after he got a subpoena. So what happens now? If you don't answer a subpoena, they can go to court and try to get the court system to force you to come forward and to follow that and to take part. So Singletary, who's former chief, he's obviously lawyered up now as well with all this happening. So we'll have to see where this goes from here. But, I mean, obviously he's the key player, one of them,
right,
that everyone wants to hear from about what was released and why and how this was handled.
Do we know, getting fired as opposed to just retiring, as was his original plan, did he lose out on his pension?
That is another question that's come up a bit. And I've looked a little bit into it. I think, and I'll have to double check, I think by filing for the retirement, putting in papers,
okay,
I think that means that he keeps the past 20, that he was, I mean, he was there obviously longer than 20 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I think because that was the process. He does, but I'm double checking on that
okay.
to see the exact amounts as well, too.
Got it.
We talked about a story earlier in the feed about, you know, COVID-19 testing and Costco could be coming out with some at-home testing here pretty soon. We're concerned about just how reliable these tests are.
Well, you're not the only one asking that. And it's like, this is like one of the, I was walking through a Walgreens the other day and there was a sign saying, we don't sell COVID tests here. But all of a sudden you get this released and it's Costco that's now selling the at-home test. And this is just I believe it's a spit test that they're looking at. And they cost between $130, $140, and it's 24 to 3 days to get results. And you can pay a little bit more to get some of the results earlier, but this is, I mean, in addition to racing to find a vaccine, there's been such a push to ramp up testing and to make it quicker.
Sure.
To try to get results in an hour or so, something much faster. And one of the first companies to put it out there, and that was the big push, is that if you've got somebody who's feeling a little off, can't get in line, needs to be tested today, because if you were feeling sick this morning, Corey Breezy, and you tried to schedule an appointment at Rite Aid or Walgreens, you might have to wait like 3 days.
Yeah.
But those places can turn them around, and I've gotten results from Walgreens in less than an hour sometimes.
Oh, wow. Really?
So it's kind of a catch-22 on that between the state testing site, which is still, I think, taking 2 to 3 days to get some of the results back.
Got it. All right. Staying on the topic of COVID, Pittsburgh schools are working to reassure parents after cases of COVID in the school.
Yeah, and this is, we all knew there were going to be cases in schools, but whenever it hits your district and your elementary school, in this case, it's Jefferson Road Elementary, there are 5 cases there. And district staff and the superintendent are stressing, listen, everything we're doing is working. And instead of looking at, say, the 5 cases, it's look at how many haven't caught it at school. And that's what they're saying.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's, we know that COVID's out in the community, like just like strep and flu, you would have cases. We're doing everything we can with COVID. It's just to limit that. And they're saying that the measures are working, pointing to, yeah, we have a handful of cases. We knew that would happen, but look at who hasn't gotten it.
Speaking of one more COVID-related news story, 60-plus COVID cases in a nursing home in Newark.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah, nursing home residents. I mean, this is the demo that handles this the worst. And we already know, we've talked at nauseum about how bad the nursing home situation has been with COVID in New York. So this is DeMay Living Center in Newark. There were 10 cases Friday and jumped ahead to yesterday, more than 60. And that's going to grow as they test more of, 180-bed facilities. So think about the people there. They're trying to track down that outbreak. But it's just that you hate hearing it about what happened, of trying to protect the most vulnerable and the most at risk.
Right.
Yeah, so what they think is that, a staffer came down with it and then they introduced it into the community there?
Yeah, and that's how it got in. And so now they're beefing up their infection control practices. Obviously, it's a big, big concern. And trying to follow the guidelines to see where they can go from here. But, the numbers quadrupled since Friday.
Right.
And it's just how quickly it can spread.
Sure.
It's so, it's crazy of, how quickly it can spread in some cases. And then in other cases, it's I'm not saying me personally, but it's I was with my friend who tested positive and now do I have it? Oh, I don't have it. So, it's just very choosy and weird.
There's so much to that. And it's how many days? This is why people quarantine for 14 days. Because
sure.
On a Monday, you could pass someone who's infected, speak to somebody on Tuesday or Wednesday, and you may not be a spreader at that point.
Right.
And this is why, people get, it's great to get tested and to find out you're negative, but the testing is just for right then. If I got tested today, it's not going to pick up if I happen to, touch a desk or a door handle yesterday that had the virus on it.
Right.
It's going back to the weekend.
Right.
And it's trying to get tested when you can and just trying to limit everything you're doing.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, man. All right, let's end this, Brennan, with a little look at the weather. I brought this up first thing this morning on the show, that I'm seeing a new little icon on my weather app for the first time in a long time. Could we be getting snow on Friday?
I didn't say it, but yeah, four-letter word, yeah. So, and this, oddly enough, so there's another storm in the Gulf. And when it comes up and moves up the East Coast and around Virginia, so some of that's going to feed off of the colder air coming from Canada. And we're going to have a mix. And Rich has been tracking that line coming up Friday that we could see the first sleet-snow mix heading into this weekend. And on top of that, it's going to get cold for Halloween.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the doom and gloom part of it. But for everyone else, we fall back Saturday night, so you get that hour of sleep.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Forgot about that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. I don't know. We were having this conversation earlier on this morning about the first snowfall. I actually like the first snowfall. I know we joke about, you can't say the S word and all that. But the first snowfall is great. It's beautiful. It's pretty. We're not just over it. The snowfall in February when it's falling onto snow that's seemingly been there since, late November, that's when you're kind of over it and no thank you anymore.
It's when you can walk over and it does, like, your boot doesn't go down into the snow. Yeah. You know, it's been there since January 1st and it's March 15th and the snow just hasn't melted. But yeah, the first one. So this is going to be like more of a rain snow mix. And we're just trying to hold off on the first time where it's going to be, oh, you know what? 4 inches of snow coming up on this day. But it is, I mean, first one of the season, you try to judge it, but. And I've been here going now in my fourth year. There are people here, my wife's family's here. Everyone's like, at some point you reach it and you're like, let's move on. Can we get the snow out of the way, some wet grass and spring?
Just gotta come to terms with it for sure. All right.
Brennan, before we let you go, what's up with Nikki Rudd?
Jeez.
She is out on vacation.
Oh, Nikki.
She'll be back this week.
Okay, good.
Is she? I saw a tweet from her. Is she going to be from her house? Is that what she's doing?
She is working on a home setup. Ah. Yeah, she'll be joining us tomorrow morning, I believe.
Brennan, if you could, would you rather just do the news from your house?
See, I've been thinking and preparing. Like, we all had to say, like, oh, where would we do the show? And you got to think about the setup. I don't want to be yelling like in my anchor voice, like from my living room with a six or 7 month old upstairs.
Well, or her crying in the background, even better.
Right.
Yeah, I know. But having to prepare for that, I've got to make plans for the spring. I've got my brother who's supposed to get married in Mississippi in March.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't think our quarantine rules are going anywhere anytime soon. And I'm the best man, so I got to figure that out.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, a little bit of time. We'll certainly see what happens here. Brennan Summers for News at NBC. We will chat with you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.